This weekend, we flip the calendar to October. So what do we know in high school football as we head into District Month and the brand new first out Super 7 field hockey boys and girls volleyball polls are out. In the Red Zone starts now. Of In the Red Zone, the exclusive podcast to the RBA Sports Network on this Monday, the 26th of September. Lots to get to, and we want to jam-pack it in. We know you're busy just like we are, so we don't want to waste your time. Let's get going. And I want to start with the inaugural RBA Sports Network Super 7 Fall Sports Polls. Couple of things about them. Number one, this is the first time we've had them in 3 years. As you'll remember, 2019 was the last year we had a full regular fall sports high school season before the pandemic. 2020 ended up getting truncated into the early spring of 21. And frankly, last year with all the COVID cancellations and postponements and outbreaks, et cetera, we kind of made an executive decision to go back. And if you notice, we didn't do Super 7 polls in the fall and we didn't do them last spring as well. They'll all be back in full force as we believe we are finally back into full force, at least so far, here in the 2022-23 school year. So let's begin with field hockey. And please note, okay, these polls released prior to games played Monday, September 26th. And there are some teams that are ranked that are playing each other on Monday night. First, we go to field hockey. Number 7, Patrick Henry, team we got a chance to see back on Wednesday night, holding on to a 1-0 defensive win over Hanover. Just ahead of them at number 6, one of the pleasant surprises of this year, and it's the Eagles of Mills Godwin. Despite the overtime loss to Douglas Freeman last Monday, they're really off to a very strong start. I was very impressed with what I saw. I know Freeman has kind of stubbed their toe a few times early in the season, but they're going to be a dangerous out when we get to Class 5 Region C, that's for sure. Number 5, the Raiders of Atlee. They're looking strong in Class 4 Region B. Of course, remember, you know, field hockey is, I'm trying to remember if it's 4 state championships or 3. I have to go back and look, but I think it's 4. 1 through 3 classes, then Class 4, 5, and 6. So Atlee, the highest-ranked Class 4 team in our survey. Number 4, the other pleasantly surprised team. I'm not surprised that they're doing good, but it's a team that sometimes is middle of the field, and now they're kind of really taking shape, and that's the Jaguars of Glen Allen High School. And tonight, it is Atlee going to Glen Allen. So number 5 will take on number 4. Number 3, the Cosby Titans, always a threat in Class 6 Region A. Just ahead of them at number 2, the Wildcats of Deep Run, a power in field hockey, of course, and they just keep on rolling. Speaking of rolling, that leaves us at number 1, and they would be the Trojans of Midlothian. So the first Super 7 field hockey poll consists of Midlothian at 1, then Deep Run, Cosby, Glen Allen, Atlee, Mills Godwin, and Patrick Henry. And like we said, watch out for Douglas Freeman. Boys volleyball. There's kind of a pretty good separation between the top team or the top two teams and the rest of the poll. Excuse me. Number 1, by far, they haven't lost a set yet. The defending Class 5/6 state champions, Glen Allen, you'll recall, they combined those two classifications last year. The Virginia High School League did for the very first time. And so Glen Allen and James River, you know, they used to play for separate state championships, and now they're all lumped into one. We'll get to those poll rankings in a moment. Number 7, entering the poll for the first time this season, Douglas Freeman. They're going to be sneaky when it comes to Class 5 Region C as well. Just ahead at number 6 is Cosby. Number 5, perennial runner-up in Class 1 through 4. The last 3 years, they've made it to the state final, only to fall to Patrick Henry. Maggie Walker Governor School ready to make another run, and they are in our initial Super 7 at number 5. Just ahead of them, the Knights of Thomas Dale. They certainly want to give Cosby and James River a run for their money come postseason time in 5 and 6, too. Number 3, the highest-ranked school in the 1 through 4 classification, and they are the Patriots of Patrick Henry, currently sitting with a record of 10 and 1 as they are looking for their 7th consecutive state championship. They already have the VHSO record for most consecutive state boys volleyball championships at 6, and they'd like to add to it. And then ahead of them, number 2, James River. And our first number 1 team is indeed the defending Class 5-6 champs in the Jaguars of Glen Allen. Now for girls volleyball, number 7, the Atlee Raiders. They come in with a record of 9-5. They've had a couple of defeats to out-of-town teams. But I think they're going to be really strong once we get to the Class 4 Region B tournament coming up. If you can believe it, a little bit over a month away. This regular season is flying by. 7-2 are the Jaguars of Glen Allen. The Volley Jags enter the poll at number 6, and those two teams go at it tonight, Monday night, as we record this. Atlee at Glen Allen, 7-6. It is not a typical Mills Godwin team this year, but it's still a good team led by legendary head coach Chris Wakefield. Mills Godwin in our first Super 7 poll at number 5. Number 4, the Trojans of Midlothian, who look to try to be a favorite and to give deep run, a run for their money up at the top of Class 5 Region C, along with the aforementioned Eagles and Jaguars. At number 3, James River. Alexia Wolf, who had a fantastic career there for the Rapids, then went on to play for Randolph-Macon. Now the head coach there and doing great things with the Rapids. They are 3. Number 2, Hanover. Justin Rasberger doing a great job over there. Hawks are in really good shape right now. And tonight, they go to our number 1 team. And that's the Deep Run Wildcats. So the top 2 teams in our rankings in Super 7 Girls Volleyball go up against each other. Number 2, Hanover at number 1, Deep Run on this Monday night, tonight, as we record this podcast. Now, remember, fans, that our Super 7 polls consist of public schools only. And there's 2 reasons for that. Number 1, it's hard for us to get to both public and private schools when there's so many different sports going on at one time. So that's why our Super 7 polls of high school sports consist of just public schools. We rank private schools in our football poll, in our basketball polls, in our baseball poll, as well as our softball poll. Both of those, of course, in the spring. And the second reason is that there are some sports where, quite frankly, the margin of experience and talent is rather marked between the private school sector and the public school sector. Okay, so it's absolutely no penalty against the private schools whatsoever. And we keep an eye on them as well, and we may be seeing some state champions this year before all is said and done. I'm looking at you, Trinity Episcopal Field Hockey. I'm looking at you. So those are the first Super 7 polls. We'll post them at rbasportsnetwork.com later tonight, as well as our latest football poll. Let's get to the Super 12 right now. Entering the poll for the first time at number 12 is Hanover. The Hawks, with Sam Rogers at the helm, now 4-0 after their 47-12 win over Armstrong to set up the showdown. Battle of 4-0s this Friday night, Hanover and Verina. And we have to wonder if weather is going to play a part in the football action on Friday. We already know that anything going on from the college ranks or the private school ranks on Saturday is probably going to be soaking wet. And that includes our Randolph-Macon-ODAC opener against Guilford coming up Saturday. Not quite sure how we're going to broadcast that one outdoors. We're going to go into our big bag of tricks to figure out how to do that. I don't mind getting wet. It's not me. I don't care about me as much. So I don't want to catch cold or anything. But I can't have any equipment get wet. You know that in the water and mixers and laptops and wires, they definitely do not mix. But if we start to get rain in time for Friday night, you know, it's at Hanover, so it is on a grass field. Will a wet, slick football make a difference? Will footing make a difference? I don't know, but that should be a great one. Verina, who's ranked, we'll get to that in a moment, at number 12, Hanover, on Friday. Number 11, still, Patrick Henry, after escaping that 15-13 slugfest against Atlee on high school football Friday night this past Friday. It was a great game and a tale of two games. All 28 points scored in the first half. J.J. Lewis of Atlee rushing for 166 yards and a touchdown. But the Patriots hold him to 35 yards in the second half, and that made a lot of the difference in the game. Patriots now 3-1. They will be hosting Henrico on Friday. 9-10 flip spots. Manchester had a surprisingly difficult time, but they escaped the swamp with a 14-10 win over James River. But they do slip one from 9-10, and overtaking them for number 9 is the still undefeated Louisa Lions, who spanked Charlottesville at home on Friday night, and they are back in the jungle coming up this Friday, I do believe, as well. Let me bring up the schedule so I make sure I know what I'm talking about. And yes, indeed, Monticello is their opponent coming up on Friday. Number 8. Midlothian, still rolling, still undefeated. Spotted Monacan 6 points. They win 28-6. Good win for the Trojans, and they go to Cosby this Friday night. 7, Benedictine, they stay at number 7. They went up to D.C., got the job done. Big win over Jackson Reed. So Benedictine, let's see. This weekend, I have the out. They got the big battle at St. Christopher's, one of the three teams looking outside the poll that want to get in the poll. St. Chris is unbeaten, and if they can knock off Benedictine at home, we may see the Saints in the Super 12 poll come next week. Number 6, and by the way, the top 8 teams this week are the same from last week. Number 6 remains Douglas Freeman. They had some early issues kind of getting off the schneid against Godwin, and once they did, Godwin had a fumble return for a score, but they did not score an offensive touchdown. Douglas Freeman comes up with a 28-6 victory. They stay at number 6. I will tell you that personally, I really considered juggling 3, 4, and 5 this past week in our Super 12 poll, based on Dinwiddie's another command performance by them, based on the fact that Thomas Dale escaped Metoaca with a win, and Trinity Episcopal had a tougher time, I think, than a lot of people thought they would this past Saturday with the 22-10 victory against Episcopal at home. But they end up staying the same. Dinwiddie at 5, Thomas Dale at 4, Trinity at 3, and of course the top 2, as you know, Verina, who beat Mechanicsville to stay unbeaten. They are number 2. They're at number 12, Hanover, on Friday. And number 1, Highland Springs. And they go to Colonial Forge in Stafford County, and we will do the same. That's high school football Friday night this week. Highland Springs at Colonial Forge. Coverage will begin at 6:30, as always, on Rejoice, 101.3 FM, 990 AM, online at rvasportsnetwork.com, at rejoiceRichmond.com, on the Rejoice Richmond app, and if you use Alexa, just tell her to play Rejoice Richmond, and you can listen anywhere, anytime. So that's our Super 12 poll for week number 6, going into the 6th week of the season. This is the midway week of the regular season, 11 weeks in all. Highland Springs, Verina, Trinity, Thomas Dale, Dinwiddie, Freeman, Benedictine, Midlothian, your top 8 still the same. Louisa flips with Manchester. Louisa 9, Manchester 10, PH holds at 11, Hanover enters at 12, Hermitage drops out of our poll. So on the cusp, looking in, trying to either get back in, as in the case of Hermitage, or in for the first time, St. Christopher's and the undefeated Thomas Jefferson Vikings. And I know I had one person on Twitter ask, what's it going to take for them to get into our poll? Well, they keep winning, and they'll get in, number 1. But number 2, their issue is strength of schedule. And this week, they go to Deep Run. Deep Run is desperate to get that first on-field win for head coach Joe Mullinax. So that That was a game that early this season we were considering before we decided to take the plunge and make the trip up to Stafford for this Friday's game with number one Highland Springs, because we had them, of course, down in Charlotte first week of the season. We want to make sure we have Highland Springs at least one or two more times on our schedule in the regular season before we get into the postseason. Let's look ahead at Friday's schedule. And again, you know, Henrico County schools that are at home, you've got your synthetic turf fields now, so, you know, a little rain, no big deal. It looks as if right now, as the forecast holds, we are looking at probably the bulk of the rain from this tropical system coming in for the weekend, in other words, Saturday and Sunday. We might see some stuff on Friday night, but I think we're going to get our games in. Here's what's happening. Collegiate on the road at Episcopal. That's at 4:30. That's going to be a tough assignment for Jack Callahan and the rest of the Cougars, who fell to Flint Hill 37-25 last week. And they saw Episcopal play Trinity tight this past Saturday at Trinity, who make the trip north further than we do into Maryland to take on St. Mary's Riken. The collegiate game's at 4:30. Trinity plays at 7 o'clock on Friday night. We mentioned TJ is at Deep Run. Mills Godwin at Glen Allen is an extremely intriguing game this week. You've got Godwin, who has now hit their turn at 2-3, concerned about falling to 2-4, wanting to make sure they make the postseason in Class 5 Region C. And we've talked several times, both on our Friday night live broadcast and here on In the Red Zone, about how that gauntlet on the west end of Henrico County, they're all going to play each other. If one team out of all of that can kind of get the bulk of the wins, it's going to help them tremendously make sure that they're in Class 5 Region C's postseason. So that's a key one for both the Eagles and the Jaguars on Staples Mill Road. The Cat Bowl will be played for the first time in the new Wells Stadium at J.R. Tucker. Hermitage looking to move to 4-2. Tucker looking for their third victory of the season, but they got to stop Jeremiah Coney. Simple as that. Armstrong back at home. They will bring in Park View from Sterling, Virginia, up northern Virginia, northwest, out near the Dulles International Airport. Armstrong struggled in their loss to Hanover, but Hanover's put up points against a lot of people this year. And Armstrong looking to get good position down in Class 3. That's at 7 o'clock. All of these are at 7 except for the Louisa game at 7:30. Mechanicsville at Atlee, the Stew Bowl. And for Mechanicsville, must win. They haven't won yet. And for Atlee coming at the turn 1-4, if they have any hope of making the playoffs in Class 4 Region B, they've got to beat Mechanicsville. They've got to beat Hanover. They've got to beat Armstrong. That puts them at 4-4. And frankly, they probably are going to have to beat either Verina or Highland Springs. They're going to need an upset along the way. They are so close to being a 3-2 or even a 4-1 team. Lost by 2 to Henrico. Led big late against Godwin. Godwin comes back, beats them 34-31. And then a missed field goal in the fourth period, costing them Friday night. Would have put them in the lead 16-15. Instead, they fell at Patrick Henry 15-13. Our game, of course, number one Highland Springs at Colonial Forge. And then number two Verina at number 12 Hanover at 7. We'll have score updates from that on the RVA Sports Network scoreboard during our broadcast on Friday. Henrico at number 11 Patrick Henry, as we mentioned. Unbeaten number 8 Midlothian goes to Cosby. LC Bird, who beat Cosby last week, goes to Huguenot. Clover Hill at number 10 Manchester. Powhatan heads to Monacan to take on the Chiefs. Down in the Central District, Meadowbrook is at Petersburg. Petersburg looking to get back on the winning track after falling for the first time this year back on Thursday night at Myrner Field to Hopewell. Pick six late sealed that one. For the Blue Devils, who go to Colonial Heights on Friday night at 7, Prince George will be at number 4 Thomas Dale. And here's a big one down there. Matoaka at number 5 Dinwiddie. Matoaka put a scare on Thomas Dale last week, but now they got to go down to Navy Nation, where it's always difficult to play. And the further south your game is on Friday, the better chance that you might have some rain to deal with during that game as that tropical system moves from south to north. Fluvanna is at Goochland. I can't believe that it's September 26th, and Goochland is still looking for their first win of the year. They are 0-4 for the first time in over 20 years. This may be an opportunity for them to finally get that victory. New Kent with a critical home game against Lafayette on Friday night. We also, of course, keep an eye on the Class 4 Region B teams outside of the Richmond area. King George, who put a whooping on James Monroe last week. They're on the road at Culpeper. Culpeper just beat Caroline 14-6 last Friday. And now Caroline's got to go to Culpeper and take on an Eastern View team that is rejuvenated. They are back after missing the postseason in the truncated 2020 campaign in the spring of last year, and they missed the playoffs last year in the fall full season. They are back with a vengeance, 4-1 at the turn, and looking to not only get back into the playoffs, but the Cyclones want to do some damage. Cortland is at James Monroe, that game at Maury Stadium in Fredericksburg. Central Lunenburg is at Nottoway. We keep our eye on the Cougars, Nottoway down there in Class 2 Region A. And we mentioned Monticello at Louisa at 7:30 on Friday. Saturday, James River goes to George Wythe at noon, and Benedictine St. Chris, that big one, is at 3 p.m. As for us on Saturday, it's the Old Dominion Athletic Conference opener between the Randolph-Macon Yellow Jackets and the Guilford Quakers. Now, I love what the ODAC did this year with their bye week and scheduling. All eight conference teams had a bye. Well, this past Saturday, the 24th, the entire conference was off. That means all eight teams have to play seven straight conference games. So there's no advantage of, you know, one team got the bye this past week and have to play seven in a row, but another team gets their bye later in October, so they get to rest for 2 weeks before they play their last two or three games on the ODAC schedule. Everybody's got to play seven straight Saturdays, all the way to the championship Saturday, which will be on November the 12th. And Macon's schedule breaks down like this. They host Guilford, who was picked last in the ODAC poll. Then they go, for the first time in 3 years, to Danville to take on Averett on October 8th. But it'll be the first time that those two teams have met in a conference matchup. And that's going to be a big night. Averett homecoming is that night. Facts I did not know until recently. Casey Carpenter-Odgen, the head girls volleyball coach at Atlee, daughter of longtime coach Curtis Carpenter, had a fantastic career at Averett, and she is being inducted into their Hall of Fame when we are down there on the 8th of October. So honored to be able to watch that halftime ceremony on behalf of a very good friend of ours indeed, and a great family as well. Then the 15th, Bridgewater, who is bouncing back. You know, they beat Randolph-Macon in the next-to-last week of the 2019 season to win basically the ODAC championship at that game. Clinched the title for them, but they did not do well in that five-game early 2021 season that made up for the fall of 2020, and they struggled a bit last fall. But they're back at it, and they have something similar to Randolph-Macon in a two-quarterback system, which is working. So October 15th, homecoming for the Yellow Jackets. Bridgewater comes in, and that could be a very, very big one. Bridgewater, by the way, hosting Hamden-Sydney in the first week of ODAC play this Saturday. That, too, is going to be a big matchup. Then back-to-back road test for the Yellow Jackets. October 22nd, we go to Winchester, and they'll take on Shenandoah. And then the big one, October 29th to Lexington. Randolph-Macon has not played a Saturday ODAC game in Lexington in 4 years. But they will do so on October 29th. That's a special 2 o'clock start time. Senior Day is against Ferrum at Day Field November 5th, and then the 127th edition of the game, which will be Saturday, November 12th. And this year, Randolph-Macon travels to Farmville to take on, as I like to say, that other team. So there you go. That's the way it looks. It gets progressively more difficult as the season goes on. Maybe that plays and works into the advantage of Coach Pedro Arruza and Randolph-Macon. In his tenure, they have been to the NCAA tournament 2008, 2016, and 2018. They're looking for that fourth tournament bid and at least second tournament win. They got the win in the first round over John Carroll back in 2018 on a November Saturday. We'll never forget, that's for sure. But you got to win your conference. And if you don't win the ODAC, you're not going to get picked in one of the only five at-large bids in the 32-team field across the country. That is for sure. Now, if you noticed, Randolph-Macon fell one spot in both Division III polls this week. In the D3 football top 25, they went from 18 to 19. They had moved up one each week from 21 to 18. And then they went to 19 this week. And in the American Football Coaches Association poll, they went down from 15 to 16. And you go, well, Rob, they didn't play. Why are they going down? Very simple. There was a major upset back on Saturday between Bethel and St. John's. Number 20, Bethel, in the D3 football poll, knocked off number 2, St. John's, handed them their first loss of the season. That catapulted Bethel ahead of several teams, including Randolph-Macon. In the D3 football poll, they moved up from 20 to 12, and that meant the teams between 12 and 18 last week all slid down one spot. Makes perfect sense. If you beat the number 2 team in the country, you deserve to go up big time. So Randolph-Macon 16th and 19th in the two polls respectively as they get set to welcome the Quakers on what could be a very soggy Saturday at Day Field. Okay, coming up this week on the high school ranks, tons of stuff going on. We mentioned some big battles tonight in field hockey tonight. Atlee and Glen Allen are taking on each other. In girls volleyball tonight, Deep Run Hanover 1-2 in our first Super 7 poll. They are playing against each other. And then midweek, we've got some very interesting matchups going on. You've got the golf hitting the regional tournament action. It began today for Class 5. It continues tomorrow, and it begins tomorrow, Tuesday, for Class 4. And I believe Class 6 may have gotten started today as well. So we'll have region tournament results coming up Saturday. Wish we could be there, but with our commitment to broadcasting Randolph-Macon, we won't be able to be there. But going to be a great day. If you love volleyball, get over to J.R. Tucker. Especially if it's a rainy Saturday, go to Tucker, pay to get in, and watch, I think it's 5 different boys volleyball matches, and most every school, I think almost everybody in our Super 7 poll are going to be there. And, of course, the host Tigers will wrap things up by hosting Monacan in the last match of the day, which I believe begins at 6 p.m. I think action gets going very early on Saturday morning. Now, quick note, next week we will be out of town late Sunday through most of Monday. I'll just go ahead and let you know why. And that is that my daughter gets an early Christmas present this year, and she and I are heading down to Raleigh, North Carolina to see Panic at the Disco in concert. It'll be our second Panic at the Disco concert together. We saw the show in 2019 up at John Paul Jones at the University of Virginia, and we're going to be down at the PNC Arena on Sunday night. We will stay in Carolina Sunday night, get some good old North Carolina, Eastern North Carolina, that is, barbecue on Monday, and then make our way home. So next week, our podcast will be on Tuesday. We also expect next week to be the first week we get numbers from the Virginia High School League office. And if that be the case, we will find an opportunity to get them, obviously, online, both on Twitter and at RVASportsNetwork.com, with complete analysis as to what they mean and where we go from here. And this week, I know we were hoping to get it done this weekend, couldn't quite get to it, but sometime here in the next 24 to 48 hours, we're going to do our look at the now approved and official new regions for the 2023 through 2027 period for the VHSL. Big changes for schools in our area, big changes in Class 5 Region C, and we'll get into all of it and give you an idea of these out-of-town schools that are moving into the region. Who are they? You know, where are they good at, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to get that hopefully posted on our website here in the next couple of days. All right, everybody, thanks so much for being with us. Told you we didn't want to waste your time, wanted to pack this in as quickly as we possibly could. We'll keep an eye on Hurricane Ian for you and any effects it may have on our weather and our games this weekend or early next week. Hopefully it'll just be for us a big rain event. I don't think we have to worry about wind or anything like that. In the Red Zone is an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of the podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. And as Viva Las Vengeance says, shut up and go to bed, Rob. Actually, I'm not going to bed. I'm off to Glen Allen to check out field hockey and volleyball. Have a great week, everybody. We will talk to you later this week live on Instagram. We will talk to you Friday night from Stafford County for number 1 Highland Springs and Colonial Forge. And we'll talk to you Saturday at Randolph-Macon for their college football ODAC opener against Guilford. Have a great week, everybody.